Guardian newspaper headline equates Israeli terror victims with Palestinian terrorist suspects. By Aaron Klein on December 13, 2018. A headline in the Guardian newspaper equates two Israelis murdered in Palestinian terrorist attacks with Palestinian terrorist suspects reportedly eliminated while attempting to attack Israeli forces during arrest raids. Two Israelis and two Palestinians killed in West Bank violence, is the title of the Guardian's article. A screenshot of the online version of the headline is below. The two Israelis referenced were both killed when a Palestinian terrorist opened fire at a bus stop near the West Bank Jewish outpost of Gibeit Asaf earlier today. A third Israeli was gravely injured in the assault. It would later be reported that the two victims were identified as off-duty Israeli soldiers. Staff Sergeant Yavo Mor Yosef, 20, and Sergeant Yosef Cohen, 19. At the time of the Guardian article's publication, it was not known whether the victims were soldiers or civilians, as the article itself makes clear. A Palestinian opened fire at a bus stop killing two Israelis, severely injuring one and injuring others at Asaf Junction, north of Jerusalem, the Israeli military said on Twitter on Thursday. An army spokesperson was unable to confirm reports that the assailant had targeted Israeli soldiers. Meanwhile, the two Palestinians referenced in the headline as being killed alongside the two Israelis were both terrorists wanted for deadly attacks who were reportedly killed while attacking or attempting to attack Israeli security forces conducting arrest raids. The Guardian article reported further down. One of the Palestinians was Solah Barghouti, a 29-year-old accused of shooting at Israelis on Sunday at a bus stop near the Afar settlement. That attack wounded seven people, including a woman who was 7 months pregnant. The other Palestinian killed by Israeli forces overnight had been suspected of shooting two Israelis dead 2 months ago. Ashraf Nawawa, 23, was killed when forces tried to arrest him near Nablus, Israel's Shin Bet Security Service said. The article never mentions that Barghouti was reportedly shot dead after attempting to attack the arresting Israeli soldiers, or that Nawawa was reportedly killed in a shootout. The piece simply relates that Barghouti was one of the Palestinians killed, while Nawawa was killed when forces tried to arrest him. The Times of Israel reported that Barghouti was shot dead after troops said he tried to attack them while attempting to escape in the village of Kobar, outside Ramallah. The Times of Israel further reported that Nawawa was killed in a shootout. On its Twitter handle, the Israel Defense Forces spotlighted the offending Guardian article. Aaron Klein is Breitbart's Jerusalem bureau chief and senior investigative reporter. He is a New York Times best-selling author and hosts the popular weekend talk radio program, Aaron Klein Investigative Radio. Follow him on Twitter at Aaron Klein Show. Follow him on Facebook.